From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Mass looting broke out today in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, shortly after a powerful aftershock shook the city already devastated by last week's earthquake. NPR's Tom Bullock is in Port-au-Prince and brings us some details.
After being jolted awake by a 6.1 aftershock this morning, some Haitians are again taking their frustration out on the city. NPR has witnessed mass looting in the heart of Port-au-Prince as desperate and now angry Haitians take what they can from shattered buildings. Gunshots can be heard throughout downtown, some shooting by outnumbered Haitian police trying to scare off the looters. In some cases, the looters are shooting back. Many Haitians are still desperate for food and water. The pace of aid distribution has picked up in the last few days. The World Food Program says that more than 250,000 ready-to-eat food rations have been handed out so far. But there are more than 9 million Haitians in need. It seems, for some, their patience is running thin. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
In Port-au-Prince, U.S. Lieutenant General Ken Keene says he understands the frustration over the pace of relief efforts.
We do need to get more aid to the people of Haiti. There's no doubt about that.
But Keene calls the relief effort a work in progress, saying that we're building this airplane while it flies. Democrats say they will stick to their agenda after the upset win by Republican Scott Brown for a U.S. Senate seat from Massachusetts. Aides to President Obama say the focus will remain the same, even if tactics change. Brown will eliminate the Democrats' 60-seat majority in the Senate. He campaigned on a populist note and celebrated his victory the same way.
I will remember that while the honor is mine, this Senate seat belongs to no one person, no one political party. And as I said before, and you'll hear it loud and clear, this is the people's seat.
The president's health care plan and vows to help block it when he takes his Senate seat. Experience won out over a fresh face in a runoff election to select Birmingham, Alabama's next mayor. The result brings the city permanent leadership for the first time in nearly 4 months, as Andrew Yeager reports from member station WBHM.
William Bell is a 30-year veteran of Birmingham politics who briefly served as interim mayor about 10 years ago. He topped Ivy League-educated attorney Patrick Cooper, who had not held elective office and ran as an outsider. The hard-fought contest grew nasty at times, with accusations of race-baiting, even though both men are black. In conceding the race, Cooper called for unity, while Bell pledged to his supporters he would make the city proud. The election ends 4 months of musical chairs for city leadership, prompted by the ouster of former Mayor Larry Langford. He was convicted last October of taking bribes in a federal corruption case. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham.
Stocks are down this morning. The Dow Industrials down 161 points at 10,564. This is NPR News. Police in Central Virginia's Appomattox County are debriefing a suspect in the shooting deaths of 8 people. From member station WVTF, Connie Stevens reports.
39-year-old Christopher Spite approached law enforcement officers near the crime scene and wooded search area and turned himself in, state police say, without incident. The 8 victims include both men and women. 3 were found inside a home on a country road in Appomattox. 4 others were found outside. An 8th victim was found lying in the road and later died at the hospital. During the course of the search, the suspect also shot at a state police helicopter at least 4 times, forcing it to land with a ruptured fuel tank. Authorities haven't said what sparked the violence or revealed the relationship between the suspect and victims. For NPR News, I'm Connie Stevens.
New housing construction slumped in December. The Commerce Department says it was down 4%, but economist Patrick Newport of Global Insight says the weather was largely to blame.
We had a very wet and cool month. In fact, one of the coldest that we've ever had. And so when that happens, builders just postpone putting up houses.
Applications for new housing projects jumped, indicating that builders think demand is increasing. Also today, the Labor Department says wholesale prices rose last month for the 3rd month in a row, largely because of a surge in food prices. And the increase was much smaller than most analysts expected. Bank of America, one of the big banks that received federal bailout money, says it lost another $5.2 billion in its most recent quarter. The bank says consumers are still having problems making mortgage and credit card payments. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.